Now, all eyes were on the old Ferret, who had announced Gormad Tun's death, as he drew forth a scrap of red silk and threw it upward. Caught on the breeze for a moment, it seemed to float in mid-air. Then it dropped to the floor of the ring. A wild cheer arose from 1,000 throats as the fight started. Brandishing their clubs and whirling the boulder-laden cords, the two great rats circled, each seeking an opening, while the bloodthirsty onlookers roared encouragement.
Crack a skull, Byro! Go on, you can do it!
Go for his ribs with your club, Darmog! Better my good!
Swing up with your stone! Smash his jaw!
Fling the club straight betwixt his eyes!
Being fairly equally matched, each gave as good as he got. Soon, Byrle and Damog were both aching from hefty blows dealt by their clubs, but as yet, neither had room to bring cord and boulder into play. Circling, tugging, tripping and stumbling, they scattered sand and pebbles widespread, biting and kicking when they got the opportunity, each knowing that only one would walk away alive from the encounter. Then Byrle saw his chance. Hopping nimbly back, he stretched the football rope to its limits and swung at Damoc's head with the boulder-loaded cord. It was just what Damoc was waiting for. Grabbing his club in both paws, he ducked, allowing the cord to twirl itself around his club until the rock clacked against it. Then Damoc gave a sharp tug and the cord snapped off short close to Byrle's paw. A gasp went up from the spectators. No beast had expected the cord to snap, except Lugworm. Byrle hesitated a fatal second, gaping at the broken cord, and that was all Damoc needed. He let go of his club, tossed a swift pawful of sand into his opponent's face, and swung hard with his cord and boulder. The noise was like a bar of iron smacking into a wet side of meat. Byrle looked surprised, before his eyes rolled backward, and he sank slowly onto all fours. Damoc swung twice more, though there was little need. He had slain his brother with the first blow. A silence descended on the watchers. Damoc held out his paw, and Lugworm passed him a knife. With one quick slash, he severed the rope, holding his footpaw to Byrle's. Without a word, he strolled through the crowd, and the massed ranks fell apart before him. Straight into his father's death tent he went, emerging a moment later, holding aloft the sword. It had a curious blade. One edge was wavy, the other straight, representing land and sea. The drums beat out loud and frenzied as the vast rapscallion army roared their tribute to a new leader.
Damoc!